Before I moved to the city of Albuquerque, I was a police officer in a small town. Now, the name of that town was Kingston Falls in Pennsylvania. Back in the early 1980s, some idiot, I don't remember his name, gave his son a Christmas present. And that Christmas present wreaked havoc all over my town. Now, you might know Kingston Falls because it was also known as Hill Valley. Hill Valley is a different story, and frankly, I had nothing to do with it. Kingston Falls, though, is the setting for the movie Gremlins. Now, not a lot of people know that Gremlins is a true story. Absolutely true. Hoyt Axton went someplace and bought a little furry creature named Mogwai from a Chinese man. The Chinese man gave Hoyt Axton all sorts of instructions as to how to take care of this little cute creature. Well, of course, you know, if you've seen the movie, they got Mogwai, also known as Gizmo, wet. And he gave birth to all sorts of ugly, not as cute as Gizmo type gremlins. Well, the next thing you know, Flo from Alice, who also lived in Kingston Falls, Pennsylvania, after she had retired from working at Mel's Diner, she was quite a bitch, always giving trouble at the bank, trying to kill dogs. Anyway, a whole bunch of these gremlins practically destroyed the town. Then they all got killed, except for Gizmo, aka Mogwai, who was returned to the Chinese man. And that was the end of it, until the next movie, which wasn't a true story. They just like to squeeze every ounce of gold they can from any kind of property. I'm surprised there hasn't been a new one made. But I had to get out of that town for many, many reasons, and that's how I ended up becoming Mike Ehrmantraut in the city of Albuquerque. Now, if you want to know more about this story, open up Amazon Prime and watch Gremlins. I think it's a Christmas movie, but then again, I think Die Hard is a Christmas movie. All right, Mike out. Well, I cut the music off rather quickly. I like the music to Gremlins. I watched Gremlins this morning with my 2.5-year-old son. Not the scary parts. He was busy playing with the cars. Cars. And that idea came to me about doing Mike Ehrmantraut. Mike Ehrmantraut. I wish I could do the voice better. To me, it sort of sounds like him. And usually when a voice sounds like the person I'm doing in my head, then it doesn't sound like that person. Welcome to Trambles number 3. Trambles Tim Andrews Rambles. Number 3 in the Radio Labyrinth audio only podcast. So we watched Gremlins, and I heard this a lot. Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! When all the action was happening. Gremlins was great though, wasn't it? Zach Galligan as Billy, Phoebe Cates as Kate, Corey Feldman, a young Corey Feldman. Not quite the Corey Feldman we grew to love. Of course, you had Hoyt Axton, Frances Lee McCain as the mom, Dick Miller, who was in a lot of different movies, Kie Luke played Mr. Wing, Jonathan Banks, of course, Polly Holiday, who also played Alice. Or no, she played Flo on Alice. Let's see, who else of note is in this movie? Howie Mandel did the voice of Gizmo. You had Edward Andrews, no relation, but if you know that guy, he's one of those, hey, that guy. Harry Carey Jr., I don't know if he's any relation to Harry Carey, and I'm not going to bother to look, but a lot of people that you saw in television shows and movies in the 60s and 70s were in this movie. Tom Bergeron played a news reporter. in the film. And guess what? Dean Norris was also in it. I don't remember who he played, but Dean Norris, who was Uncle Hank, on... Holy shit, Raymond Cruz. I'm looking right now at the Gremlins cast. This is blowing my mind. Tuco, Raymond Cruz, Dean Norris, and myself, Mike Ehrmantraut, Jonathan Banks. I had no clue that Dean Norris was in Gremlins. And, you know, this is live. I'm looking right now. So Dean Norris, Gremlins. Let's see who he played. Oh, he just plays, what does he play? He's a SWAT leader, and he's actually in Gremlins 2. So that's my mistake. But still, there's a connection. Now let's see who Raymond Cruz played in Gremlins. Next thing you know, you're going to tell me that Walt's in it. He's also in Gremlins 2, The New Batch, and he plays like some sort of delivery guy. So, interesting, the things you find out when you are just looking online. So we got, today's a week from Christmas. It is, what's 25 minus 7? I don't know. It's the 18th, December 18th. That means 7 days till Christmas. I got my Christmas cards out this morning, which means most people that I sent them to are going to get them after Christmas, I would assume. So I smartly wrote Happy New Year inside of the card, as well as Merry Christmas. I was very excited yesterday because I got to, you know, I was expecting that the Buffalo Bills would lose. I was totally expecting the Buffalo Bills to lose their game against the Dallas Cowboys. Oh, ye of little faith. I didn't think they had what it took to get them, but I wasn't paying attention, apparently, because over the last 4 weeks, James Cook has just been lighting it up. And yesterday, I think that Josh Allen threw for less than 100 yards. He managed to throw a pass for a touchdown. He ran for a touchdown. Latavius Murray had a touchdown, and I think Cook had, two? No, couldn't have been two. I don't know. Anyway, it was a great game, and I'm not going to elaborate. But I was watching most of the game like a dick on my phone while my wife had gotten tickets to the Fernbank Museum because they had this really cool light display with music. You would walk in it at night. Gilbert was really enamored with it, but for the first, I don't know, 15 minutes of the adventure, I was looking down at my phone because I wanted to make sure the Bills scored one more time. And when the Bills went ahead 31-3, I was like, okay, I can shut my phone off now. And I put my phone down and quit looking at it. But I, you know, come on, the Bills are important. I got all my Christmas stuff done. I'm just way behind on TV. I enjoyed last week's Radio Labyrinth quite a bit with our guest. I hope everybody had a chance to listen to that episode where we spoke to one of the cast members from Valley Girl who's gone on to do amazing things with her career, you know, not necessarily in the world of acting, but certainly connected and writing and producing and doing all sorts of, what do you want to call it? All sorts of, I can't think of it, special effects, makeup, and she's just really cool. And we really enjoyed having Heidi Holliker on the show. Hopefully we can have her back because her review show, Scream and Cry, on YouTube is a lot of fun. Everybody excited for that movie that's coming out in 2024 called Civil War, directed by Alex Garland, Jesse Plemons, Kirsten Dunst, Nick Offerman. Those are the big stars. The big stars. Says here real quick, Civil War is an upcoming epic action adventure film written and directed by Alex Garland. The film stars Kirsten Dunst, a bunch of other people. It's supposed to come out April 26th. Some of the questions that are lingering out there are, why are Texas and California on the same side? I don't know. I'd probably watch this movie, but it's ridiculous. These movies, like Civil War, like this, is like, oh, we're going to pit this faction against that faction. Sounds ridiculous to me. I don't think we have to have a civil war. In fact, I think we could completely avoid it 100%. It's just, anyway, but it made me think of this. Back in the 2000s. The seeds of civil war had been fomenting in the United States. About the time that Donald Trump became president in 16 and eventually being inaugurated in 2017, people started making memes on different social media sites, being Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, some on the dirtier edges of the internet, such as 4chan or Reddit. There were people fighting on both sides. You had people who would dress up in masks and dye their hair pink and wear black outfits and go around and disturb people while they was trying to eat dinner. You had other people going around tearing down all sorts of crazy monuments and things. The foregone era with a bunch of generals and soldiers who had lost the previous Civil War. Then on the other side, you had guys holding tiki torches and marching around saying they don't want to be replaced. Going to little bars and small towns where there are just some friendly drag people trying to have a drag show for kids. Show them that there's nothing wrong with putting on makeup and a dress and dancing around. Or school and yelling at people. Everybody's at each other's throats. And President Biden, well, he was kind of half asleep through all this, and then a year after that, the next president came in, and everybody started fighting. Now, this was about 60 years ago. As we look back on the heroes from both sides and erect new monuments to put up all over the country, I want to read a letter. This letter comes from Hunter LaFollette Jackson. He had one of them hyphenated names. Now, he said in his letter that he texted to his mother, and we found his phone on the battlefield, and we were able to extract the letter or the text. "Hey, Mom, could you please send me some chicken tenders? The food we get to eat is powerfully awful. I thought that maybe we could grow our own food, but we don't sit still long enough for the things to grow. Being a member of the 28th Antifa Brigade in the state of Maryland, we was about ready to go into Pennsylvania and try to invade Gettysburg and knock down all their monuments. And we turned the cannons on the U.S. Army that was fighting us. Turns out they didn't work because they was almost 200 years old. We did manage to have a good time, though, at night, passing around spliffs and eating edibles and vaping. We got really, really high, and then Johnny took a bunch of mushrooms and charged the army with a sword. Well, he got shot and killed, but it was comical. We ended up getting into a lot of fights with each other over personal space, how important that is, and that we all use the proper pronouns when discussing our generals and the people who do everything and tell us where to go, and even our own mates. In a foxhole, you still have to think about pronouns. Tell Dad I said hi."
That's right. Tell Dad I said hello. Tell my daddy I said hello.
I don't know. I don't think we're going to have a civil war. I'm probably going to watch that movie, though. I still haven't watched the one on Netflix that everybody says is either really, really good or really, really bad. And, of course, it's just depending on how you vote or what you think of other people. I like to watch stuff that makes me laugh, which is why I rewatch all sorts of things. And I do think that season 3 of The Larry Sanders Show is probably one of the best seasons of sitcom history. Just his pill problems, Hank's marriage, all the uncomfortable moments. Of course, Roseanne comes in and saves the day. I highly recommend it. If you've never watched that show, do yourself a favor and watch it. I got a lot going on, so this episode's going to be a little shorter than other episodes. Again, I want to reiterate to everybody listening, if you'd like me to do things or to answer questions about what I like to watch and what I used to like to watch and what I think I'm going to like to watch or listen to, or read. I don't read a lot. I listen to a lot of audiobooks. Podcast, anything. Just shoot me a message on Facebook or Instagram, or you can email me. I'm going to make an email. Hang on a second. All right, I'm back. I made a new Gmail account, and that Gmail account is Trambles, T-R-A-M-B-L-E-S, R-L, at gmail.com. Trambles, R-L, at gmail.com. So if you want to ask me questions or ask me to do a bit or ask me to do a voiceover or, you know, not a voiceover, but to do a voice that you think will make you laugh or some shit like that, go ahead. Just do it. Email there. That's easy. Easier than trying to track me down on social media. That is the email address. Again, Trambles, R-L, at gmail.com. I have this whole other thing I'm going to do, but I'm going to wait and do that next week. I hope everybody has a Merry Christmas, because the next time Trambles comes out, it'll be after Christmas, because I'm not going to put it out Christmas Day. Or maybe I will. I don't know. Probably not, though, because I'll be busy. So look for it after Christmas. It's going to be fun. Thank you for listening to the show, and make sure you listen to Radio Labyrinth this week. It's going to be a lot of fun. Dustin's put together some cool stuff. All right, bye.